This is Fresh Air. For more than 30 years, soprano Renee Fleming has been a major star of the Metropolitan Opera. She's sung nearly 300 performances in 6 different languages. But while she's made many recordings, few of her live performances have ever been released. Now Decca has issued a double CD set of Fleming singing live at the Met. Our classical music critic Lloyd Schwartz has a review.
Along with Yo-Yo Ma, soprano Renee Fleming may be this country's most beloved classical musician. She's not just a glamorous opera star with one of the most beautiful voices ever recorded. She was the singer of choice for President Obama's first inaugural ceremony, for the ceremony at the World Trade Center's Ground Zero just after the 9/11 attack, and even for the Super Bowl. She was awarded the National Medal of Honor and appeared as a guest on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me. She's that kind of artist, a diva who is also down to earth. She's also a Grammy-winning recording star, but few of her live performances, which often say more about a performer than manufactured studio recordings, have ever been released. Now, she has essentially retired from the opera stage. And in tribute to her long career, Decca Records has released a double disc set of excerpts from most of her 26 different roles at the Met. Dvořák's opera Rusalka in Czech must have been mounted especially to give Fleming a chance to sing its most famous aria. This opera is the story of a wood nymph, Rusalka, who falls tragically in love with a human being. Here she is, singing to the moon. You could describe Fleming's voice as a combination of gold and silk. She excels in the repertoire that lets her spin out endlessly long lines you wish would go on forever. But she's also terrific in the glittering roulades and trills of earlier composers like Handel and Bellini, and the propulsive rhythms of Verdi. Fleming is also one of our most touching and witty Mozart singers. No surprise that she made her Met debut in Mozart's Marriage of Figaro, the most humane opera ever written. But maybe Fleming's most sublime performance on these new discs is an aria from an opera she never appeared in. She sang it at the gala celebrating the 125th anniversary of the Metropolitan Opera, with the magnificent Met Orchestra conducted by James Levine. Here's Renee Fleming singing Marietta's Song, an aria of lost love from the opera Die Tote Stadt, The Dead City, by Erich Wolfgang Korngold, a composer probably better known for his many film scores than for his grand operas.
Thank you.
Renee Fleming has some impressive co-stars on this album. Italian mezzo-soprano Cecilia Bartoli, American mezzo Susan Graham, the late Russian baritone Dmitry Forostovsky, and American baritones Samuel Ramey and Nathan Gunn. All the arias and scenes on this recording were performed between 1989 and 2010, and Fleming is in spectacular voice. My only complaint is that no texts or translations are provided. Fleming's studio recordings have always captured the loveliness of her singing. But these live recordings prove that out of the studio and on an actual stage, she could be just as magical, or maybe even more.
Lloyd Schwartz is the poet laureate of Somerville, Massachusetts. His latest book is Who's On First? New and Selected Poems. He reviewed Renee Fleming, her greatest moments at the Met, on the Decca label. On tomorrow's show, we'll discuss the Hollywood writer's strike, now in its third week. It's already shut down production for most daily shows, including Jimmy Kimmel Live, with impacts on cable and streaming shows looming ahead. We'll talk with New York Times media reporter John Koblin about the stakes and sticking points in the dispute. I hope you can join us. By the way, to keep up with what's on the show and get highlights of our interviews, follow us on Instagram at NPR Fresh Air. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our technical director and engineer is Audrey Bentham. Our interviews and reviews are produced and edited by Amy Sallet, Phyllis Myers, Sam Brigger, Lauren Krenzel, Heidi Simon, Teresa Madden, Anne-Marie Baldonado, Thea Challoner, Seth Kelly, and Susan Yakundi. Our digital media producer is Molly C.V. Nesper. Roberta Shorrock directs the show. For Terry Gross and Fresh Air's co-host Tanya Mosley, I'm Dave Davies.